From Stabler to Plunkett and Allen to Jacobs, we've got your Raiders covered on Silver and Black today. Here are your hosts, Scott Gulbranson and Q Myers.
Welcome back. Silver and Black today, powered by our friends Sam and Ash Injury Attorneys. Visit them at samandash.com. Also, breaking just from our good friend and colleague, Vinny Bonsignor, of course, who comes up next with In the Huddle from 4 to 6 p.m. along with Lincoln Kennedy. Vinny's reporting at this hour, Q, the Raiders are expected to ask for permission to talk to Rams assistant head coach and linebacker coach Joe Barry about their defensive coordinator job. Barry played a big role in the development of Corey Littleton, from an undrafted free agent to a Pro Bowl linebacker from 2017 through 2019. That is from Vinny just a few minutes ago on Twitter.
Yeah, I mean, that's interesting. That's cool. That doesn't do anything to get me fired up. But, I mean, yeah. But, I mean, look, just because it doesn't get me fired up doesn't mean anything. You know, I mean, if someone could get Corey Littleton right and have him playing the way that he needs to be playing and should be playing and the way the Raiders expected him to play when they signed him as a free agent, I'm all for it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't have to be a big fan of the hire. I just have to see, or I just want to see, really good results. So if that's what it's going to take to get everything cooking in the right direction, and look, the Rams defense is pretty stinking good. Now, I've said this before and pointed it out to many people on Twitter or on the podcast or on this show. The Rams also got some dudes defensively. You know what I mean? It's not like they're just getting it done with me, you, and Vinny out there. You know what I mean? They're getting it done with some dudes. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. You know, just because, like I said, my grandmother used to tell me, just because it looks good and feels good don't necessarily mean it is good.
Well, and I know maybe – you never know coaches, too, with lateral moves. I mean, he might come in and interview for that job, and maybe they go a different direction and they offer him something else and he's willing to cut. You never know. You know, it's all about where you want to be. And because of his familiarity with Corey Littleton, it makes a lot of sense for them to do diligence. Okay, we're going out on our newsmaker line and bringing in our good friend, everybody's uncle in Raider Nation. That, of course, is Hondo Carpenter from Sports Illustrated. You can check him out on Twitter at Hondo Carpenter. And Hondo, the Raiders come back in dramatic fashion, win a game that was pretty ugly throughout. They finish 8-8, below what all three of us expected them to be. The day after, you know, you got to let it all sink in and look at things and take some time to maybe study up on what went well, what didn't. But overall, you know, clearly disappointing the way things went down the stretch. But if you're a member of Raider Nation today, Hondo, tell them what they can look at from a positive that'll give them hope going into next season.
Okay, I want to start by saying there's no other way to call this season than a disappointment, period. With that being said, I can give you five great reasons to be excited. Number one, Derek Carr is still your quarterback. 24 fourth quarter game-winning drives in his career. It's a record. It's an amazing performance. At this point, his critics simply look like absolute, utter, non-football intelligent morons, period. Just the reality of the situation. That guy continues to win, continues to play, continues to perform. Number two reason to be excited is you have a lot of young but very talented players on this team that are going to get better, and the defensive ones that haven't taken steps, you still see a lot of things in them that are good, but they've not been harnessed and trained. And then the third reason is you're going to get a new defensive coordinator. I've got an article coming next week at our Sports Illustrated site, and I asked two players who played against the Raiders as this team this year that I'm very close friends with to share with me what their teams told them about the Raider defense. So I'm actually going to be able to take people inside to what other NFL teams said. And I'll just very quickly tell you that teams were very quick that when the Raiders, when they found something they could capitalize on with the Raiders, you stuck with it because they didn't make very good adjustments. That's on Paul Gunther. There's going to be a new defensive coordinator come in. It's going to be an upgrade, and I think that's a reason for fans to be excited. Number four, what Josh Jacobs did with the DUI is unacceptable, but you have Josh Jacobs coming back, and he's one of the top young running backs entering his third year. That's a big reason to be excited. Number four, and again, I know one of them was young players, but Josh Jacobs just isn't a young player. He's a booming superstar. And then fourth, You've got a bunch of very talented people on this team, like a Nelson Aguilar and others that are a veteran present that are going to be able to continue to play and play at a high level. And that's what tells you you don't have to rebuild. But number five, and I think this is one that a lot of people are not giving the Raiders enough credit for, is this. At one point this season, they had 10 starters out injured for a game. And we're not making any excuses. Everybody had to deal with COVID. Everybody had to deal with injuries. But purely by the luck of the draw, they're going to be more healthy next year. They won 8 games. They probably would have won 1 or 2 more had they been healthy, which would have got them to 9 or 10 wins. After, there's going to be free agency and win. Now, remember, you asked me, that's why I'm giving you things. It doesn't mean that I'm trying to portray this as a great season. It wasn't. It was a disappointment. And had they lost yesterday, it would have been a disaster. But now all of a sudden, they can go to these free agents. Now, again, I'm not talking about the guys that no one else wants to sign.
Oh, you're breaking up on us, Hondo. You there, buddy? We might have lost Hondo on the signal. But Q, what's your view? Yeah, we'll get him back. Q, what's your thoughts though on those five reasons to be positive?
I mean, he's not wrong. I mean, those are all very valid points, you know. And actually, I wanted to ask him about number four because he talked about some guys who can come back and play, and it's not a rebuilding. And he mentioned Nelson Aguilar, and he's a guy that I think has earned some pretty big money. But with the salary cap going down and the defense needing so much help, does it make sense to go ahead and put coin into Nelson Aguilar, or do you try to ride it out with your young dudes and think that they're going to take a step, you know, forward? That's a tough decision to make.
It is, and we got Hondo back. So, Hondo, we left you after you got through your five reasons to be positive.
Yeah, there's a lot. And I'm going to say this to you. You know, Nelson Aguilar is a guy a lot of people may say, hey, do you pay him when Hondo's been reporting the coming economic apocalypse known as the salary cap? And let me say this. I've gotten asked that question on 3 national shows because I was the first person to report about that coming salary cap apocalypse. And I said, absolutely, you pay Nelson. And here's why. You're going to get under the cap. The Raiders are going to be one of the few teams that are buyers. And so they're going to be able to get under the cap. You know, obviously, I don't believe Trent Brown's going to be back. I think there's other guys with big contracts that are not going to be back. Someone asked me recently, what about Gabe Jackson? Jay, you don't let Gabe go anywhere. He's worth every dime he's got. But they're going to be able to, you don't let a Nelson Aguilar. This is a guy that you're not betting on the come. This is a guy who's already produced.
He's produced,
been there,
right?
Done that. I have a very good friend of mine who was very successful in business. And when I knew him, we were just, you know, pals in elementary school. He came from a very poor family. And when he sold his company for $40 million, someone joked with him about, where's your trophy wife? He goes, the one I married in high school. He goes, because she loved me when I had nothing. She proved herself. And I love that. I thought that was awesome loyalty. But you know what? Nelson Aguilar's proved to you who he is. Why would you go spend that money on a guy that you hope he becomes something? No way. You pay Nelson. But again, I think there's so many reasons for optimism. That 8th win, I started to say this before I lost you, and I apologize about that. But that 8th win, what it does is, when you're a free agent who's looking to sign somewhere and you don't care where, first person to put a contract in front of you, you sign it. But when you're one of the top-tier free agents and everybody's going to pay you and it no longer is about money, then there are 2 things that you look at. I was talking to 1 free agent last night, very late, who I know the Raiders are interested in. I know they are because his position, I just think they're going to be interested in him. He's a very good, dear friend of mine. We fish together. And he said, I love Nevada. I love the fact there's no state income tax. He goes, I'm not trying to get political. But you know what? A guy who's going to make the money I'm going to make, they don't have to pay me as much as a team in California or everywhere else does. People don't understand how big of a deal that is. But number 2, he goes, I like the fact, best stadium in the NFL, best practice facilities in the NFL. He said, and you know what? Hondo, disappointing season, but every year under Gruden, they've gotten better. He goes, they're improving. He goes, I am very much interested in the Raiders. I'm just telling you, that means a lot to guys. When everybody's going to pay them, these guys are about winning.
Oh, that's good stuff. That's real good stuff. And actually, you answered my question I was going to ask about Nelson Aguilar, about, you know, paying them just because there's so many issues defensively. So let me go ahead and transition to the defensive side of the ball. And Hondo, one thing that I've been saying, I don't think that the Raiders have on their team is a defensive alpha dog. How much do they need to go get that guy in the offseason, either free agency or in the draft?
Q, that's a great question, and it's one I've been asked a lot. Let me say this. First of all, I've only seen one rookie, actually that's not true, two in my life, that came in as rookies and were alpha dogs.
Right.
The first one is Al Bubba Baker. And Al Bubba Baker, you guys don't even remember, it was before there were sack records. His rookie season, he had 26 sacks. Now, I want you to think about that. 26. This was before they kept sacks as a statistic.
That's more than the Raiders this year.
I'm sorry?
Isn't that almost more than the Raiders this year?
Well, yeah. And yeah. I'm going to tell you this. Had they kept those statistics, he'd still be the NFL leader in sacks. Mm-hmm. The other was a guy, Ndamukong Suh, who when he came into the NFL his rookie year, he was that guy. But I've only seen two. If you remember, Lawrence Taylor showed glimpses, but he wasn't the alpha dog his rookie year. I don't think you go get that. But I'm going to throw something out there, guys, and I just want you to percolate on this. If you're the Raiders and you know Houston's in the middle of rebuilding, do you not go knock on the door and see what's it going to cost me to go pick up a J.J. Watt?
Yeah, I mean,
I want you to think about that. And
he's been pretty injury prone is my only objection.
Yep. Listen, I'm not saying they should, but I'm saying with the coming salary cap apocalypse, there's going to be some guys that are under contract and some teams that are going to be absolutely swimming.
Well,
there's going to be some deals to be made.
Yeah, and Hondo, I think, and you know me, Hondo, I'm never overly negative. So take this as what it's meant to be, which is, look, I see this defense, and you say the Raiders have gotten better in John Gruden's tenure there, and I agree. We all love Chucky, we love that side of him, we love where this organization is going. At the same time, the defense has gotten worse, and to me, they've got to fix it. I'm not saying you're going to go from where you're at to a top 10 defense in 1 year, but you got to get it right enough to help you make the playoffs, and it's got to happen by next season. To me, if you get to a fourth year and you can't turn it around, there's trouble in River City. John Gruden's not going to go anywhere. He's got a 10-year contract. I know that. But I think for the fan base, I think for this organization, for this team, they got to go. So everything should be on the table when it comes to the defensive side of the ball.
Well, let me say this, because this is where I was going when you said that. I'm not advocating JJ. I'm just using that as example of what's going to be out there.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you what is the biggest free agent that's going to be in the entire NFL, and I'm going to tell you who it is right now. It's going to be whoever John Gruden goes and hires to be the Raiders defensive coordinator. Because I'm going to tell you right now, that is a high-level Raiders offense. They can do a lot, and they have the ability to go a long ways in the playoff. So to me, and I made this on your show a couple weeks ago, the biggest free agent signing, boys, is going to be whoever John Gruden gets. And if I'm John Gruden, and I know that Mark Davis, because I already know what people around the NFL have told me. I've heard people say, well, Mark Davis is too cheap. Anyone saying that is completely ignorant, because I know what people in the NFL say. Mark Davis will do anything to win. And so you go figure out, who do you want to be your defensive star? Who do you want to go run your defense? And you go bring a Brink trucks up and you say, bring in your staff, get whoever you want. But we've got the tools. This is an appealing job. Defensive coordinators want to go play somewhere that has a good offense, because they're not stuck then, you know, having my defense has to do everything. This is an extremely appealing job. You know that your coach has job security. You know you've got the facilities. You know you've got a state with no income tax that's going to help you get free agents. Let me tell you this. Inside, and I'm going to say this with all due respect, one of the things that I am most astonished with covering the Raiders this year is inside Raider Nation. I don't think Raider Nation realizes what they have. And I see a lot of infighting, a lot of attacking your own players. But I'm going to say this as an outsider. I respect the Raiders. It was the only job I was willing to take and leave the Big Ten because I'd done it for 20 years. But I'm going to tell you this. It's like the beautiful girl that doesn't know she's beautiful. This is a franchise that's very appealing. I know fans are frustrated, and you should be. This is a team that should be in the playoffs, should be a perennial power. But around this league, that pirate with the patch, that silver and black, still means something to football aficionados. It means something to defensive coordinators who want to be able to one day when they're 85 years old, sitting there with their great-grandson say, "Yes, son, I coach the silver and black. I coach the Raiders." It still means something when you get a paycheck that has that logo on it.
Yeah.
When it comes. It's not like you're in Detroit where you probably would jump for Alabama or Clemson or Utah State. This is the freaking Raiders. And yeah, you're going to be able to get that guy.
No, and I don't disagree with you at all. I think fans are just at the point where it's like they all love that and they believe in it. But for them, it's like, you know, to improve four games over 3 years, I think is they just want us. They want to see. They want to be able to cash in the ticket is what they want. And
Gruden is under the microscope. And
yeah,
and
you know what?
This is his time to deliver.
Yeah, and that's fine. And I think that there will be a lot of, and I've said, and we're going to have a lot of time, and I know you'll be on a lot with us to talk about it, what they can do and what they should do this offseason to get that defense. First thing they have to do is hire that defensive coordinator. You're absolutely right. Hondo Carpenter, as always, a pleasure, my friend. Follow him at Hondo Carpenter on Twitter. And, of course, go read Sports Illustrated's Raider Maven website. Hondo, be well, my friend, and we'll talk to you very, very soon. Thanks again.
Thank you, friend.
All right, there you go, Hondo Carpenter. Never a boring segment.
No. Good stuff from Hondo. You know, I agree. I don't think it's all doom and gloom. I think that victory yesterday, even though it you know, was not as many victories as the Raiders should have received and, like he said, are earned. But, and like you said, the season's a disappointment no matter how you look at it. But it was a nice, you know, stepping point as far as I'm concerned, at least a baby step to say, okay, they improved from 7-9 to 8-8. And I know, you know, like you mentioned, 4 wins in 4 years isn't a big deal. But that first year, I kind of throw that one out the window anyway.
Yeah, that's true. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get to the callers of Rich and Lester. If you're still on, we will get to you when we get back.
Lester.
You're on with Q and Scott here on Silver and Black today on this Victory Monday.